Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Yishaya Fine. Maseches Bechoris is dedicated by Ricky and Kalman Groner, Le'ilo Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh ben Yechiel Michel.
Maseches Bechoris, Daf Yud Gimel. Want to begin the shiur? There's a nidin in Hilchas Mechiras Chametz. How do you sell chametz to a goy? This is a big mavucha. It's very tully in a lot of inyanim that we speak about on this blot. How a goy is kaina, what can inyanim work for a goy, and how you can sell your chametz to a goy? The Magen Avraham and Or Chaim Simin Tov Mem Ches quotes a tshuva from the Masas Binyamin, one of the early Achroinim in Simin Sadi Zayin. He says, he quotes the Masas Binyamin, that a kinyan shekoina bidineihem works. Any kinyan which, according to the law of the land, is considered a kinyan, a yid can sell a goy, and that would be considered, that would make a kinyan to be able to use for Yisurim, that it should be considered the goy's chametz. So the Magen Avraham asks Akasha from our sugya, from the Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Because Rabbi Oishiyah, Rish Lakish says in the name of Rabbi Oishiyah, both when a goy is being koina from a yid and when a yid is being koina from a goy, he says, Mois is koina bidineyem. It's koina bidineyem. And the Gemara has a shakla v'tayi, what does it mean bidineyem? Is it from a kal v'chaymer? And the Gemara says it's bidineyem that the Torah gave. And the Gemara makes a drasha of Lamisecha b'chada and loiv dikechavim b'chada. Zok the Magen Avraham, why didn't the Gemara explain Rish Lakish in the name of Rabbi Yishiyah that Bidinehem means Bidinehem Kipshuti, the dinim of the Goyim? Why didn't he say that in the law of the land, if Kesef is Koina, you could be Koina with Kesef? Zok the Magen Avraham, it's Mashma from our Gemara, or from the fact that our Gemara did not learn this Pshat, says the Magen Avraham, that Bidinehem does not work for Yisurim, a Kinyan, which is koina with the dinehem. I guess even though dina de machus dina, that's maybe for chiyuvim, for laws, but to make an actual kinyan, says the Magen Avraham, you cannot use a kinyan of dinehem. And his raya is from the fact that Gemara doesn't explain Reish Lakish b'shem Rabbi Yishiyah that bidinehem meant the dinim shalahem, the dinim of the goyim midina de machusa. Now the truth is, the Magen Avraham brings a raya that it doesn't work, but there's a tshuva hamiyuchesas l'Ramban, which kiyadua, the tshuvas hamiyuchesas l'Ramban, they're miyuchis l'Ramban, but they were actually written by the Rajba. And in Simen Reish Chof Hei, the Rajba writes that dinehem is koina, a kinyan which works midina de malchus, you could be saimech on to create a kinyan, b'negeh for Yisurim. And the Rajba says that's loy gara from the minhag ha-seichrim. We know there's a gemara in Bav Metzia, sitimusa is koina, anything which is the minig of the Seichrim, they have a minig that when they're making business, that this is considered a kinyan, that works according to the Dine HaTorah. And says the Rajba, a Svara, if minig HaSeichrim works like Sittimusa, so therefore, who had then a kinyan which is Medina de Malchusa, a kinyan which is the Dinam of the Akum, says the Rajba, that could be koine from when a goy wants to be koine from a yid, he could be koine with dinehem. And the Rajba asks the Magen Avraham's taina. He says, why didn't our Gemara say? Why didn't the Gemara explain Rish Lakish b'shem Rabbi Yishiyah dinehem means the kinyanim of the akum? And he says, because it wasn't clear to the Gemara, it wasn't barer that we're talking about a place that mois is koine in dinehem. So therefore, the Gemara didn't want to learn the pshat that Rish Lakish is saying mois is koine because of dina de machusa. It wasn't barer to the Gemara that we're talking about b'metzias, such a place. But the truth is, says the Rajba, if you'll find a place, if it will be a country that mois is koina, then whether or not it's koina according to Dine HaTorah, but we can rely and make a kinyan with the kinyanim that work with the Dine de Malchusa, the Chasam Sefer and Tshuva and Shin Yud Ches. The Chasam Sefer says that the Masas Binyamin and the Magen Avraham didn't see the Tshuva of the Rajba. If they would have seen the Tshuva of the Rajba, it would not have been a discussion, and it would have been an accepted psak that you could rely on the din of the Malchusa, you could rely on the din of the government, of the residing government, and our Gemara is not a Raya, not like that. And Simen Shin Yud Aleph, the Chasam Sefer says a slightly different Dichia from our Gemara. The Chasam Sefer says maybe our Gemara is not a raya because if the reason why the Gemara didn't want to explain Reish Lakish b'shem Rabbi Yishiyah, he meant dinehem. He meant that if there's a din of the malchusa that it's koine. He says, because why would we pick kesef? Why would Rabbi Yishai have said that mois, when you give money to a goy or a goy gives money to a yid, he's koine, it's lav dafka kesef? He says, even tikiyas kaf, even if there would be a din of the malchusa, that with a handshake that would make a kinyan, that would be a sufficient kinyan. And says the Chassam Sofer, therefore the Gemara wanted something specific with kesef, that the Torah gave a chashivas, the Torah allows kesef to be a kinyan. But the Chassam Sofer maintains, la'alochu l'maisa, even though the Magen Avraham says you can't rely on a kinyan of a Dina de Malchusa, says the Chassam Sofer, based upon the tshuva of the Rashba, that Dina de Malchusa could be used as a kinyan, legabi isurim, as well. Now the Gemara explains Rish Lakish that we learn out from a drush of Miara Misecha Bechada, Miara Misecha, a kinyan from a yid is kind of with Meshicha, but a goy, and the Gemara says either when a yid has been kind of from the goy or when the goy has been kind of from the yid, he's also kind of Bechada, he's also kind of with one kinyan, which we darshan is not like a yid, it's a different kinyan, it's the kinyan of Kesef. The Gemara asks Akasha, why don't we make a diuk that miyara misacha b'chada, when a yid is kinder from a yid, he has one kinyan, a kinyan of meshicha. Maybe when he's kinder from a goy, klal kaloi. Maybe there's no kinyan at all. So Rashi explains, what does it mean, klal kaloi? Rashi says, ad shetavoy lirshusei sheli yisrael leikani. Maybe he's only kinder when it comes into his rishos. Even in the havamin of the Gemara, even when the Gemara is asking, klal kaloi, that he doesn't have the kinyan of the Meshicha and he doesn't have the kinyan of Kesef, Rashi says, that doesn't mean he won't be able to be kain at all. He will be able to be kain eventually when it will come into his Rishos. What the Gemara means to say is he won't be kain with the Kesef, he won't be kain with the Meshicha, he'll be kain first when the Chafetz comes to his Rishos. I saw by the Kilas Yaakov, he speaks out, where did Rashi get this from? He says, because how could the Gemara have a havamin? He's not kain at all. It's mefurish psukim. The Torah says when you have an avela and a treifa, you should sell it to a guy. You should give it to a guy. Obviously, you're going to be able to have a way how to make a kinyan. The guy should be able to be kainer from you. But the Gemara had a kasha. How do you know that you're kainer with kesef or with meshicha? Maybe he's not kainer ad shetavel irshusei until it goes into his rishus. It's mashma from Rashi. The Rashash is medayik from Rashi. That a guy has a kinyan of chatzer. A goy could be koina with chatzar. It's a kinyan which is chayich to have by a goy, and the Rashash has a kasha from a gemara in Avodah Zarah, and he says maybe that gemara is talking about when he didn't pay for it. So from our sugya, the Rashash says, even though Rashi says there's a kinyan of a chatzar, we don't see it could be koina chatzar before he gets his money. Maybe it's only after he got his money, but at least, in the very least, after he received his money, after the money changed hands, we see from our Gemara that there is a kinyan of chatzar by a goy. Another place where we see that a goy has a kinyan of chatzar is in the psakim of the Rosh, in the first parak in Siman Beis. So the Rosh is discussing how to, when you want to have you want to get out of the bechar, bizman hazeh, we don't want to have the kedushas bechar because we can't be makrivit on the mizbech, it shouldn't be a michshol. So how do you sell your animal to a goy before, in order that should be mafkir from the kedusha of the bechor. So we'll see later on in the share with meshicha and kesef is not so simple. So the Rosh says an eitzah would be to sell it to the goy with the chatzar, to sell the goy the karka that's underneath the animal, and he'll be kind of your animal with the kinyan of chatzar. So we see from the Rosh that chatzar is a kinyan which a goy has when the goy owns the chatzar underneath the behema. I can be makin him the behema with the kinyan of chatzar. Now the Ktsois in Simon Kuf Tzadi Dalit, Sifkat and Gimel, he quotes a tshuva from the Nachlas Shiva. The Nachlas Shiva was written by Shmuel Kadnaiver. The Shmuel Kadnaiver is the Baal HaMachaber of the Sefer Birchas HaZevach, the famous Sefer on Kodshim, which is one of the Kadmainim, a contemporary of the Shach. And the Ktsois quotes a kasha from the tshuva's Nachlas Shiva. He asks, how is it possible to say that a goy has a kinyan chatzit? We know the famous Gemara in Shnai Moichzim. The Gemara says, Chotzer de Gavra mitam shlichus. The maskon of the Gemara discusses a famous sugya, if Chotzer mitam yad or Chotzer mitam shliach. And the maskon of the Gemara, the way we pass in halacha, is the Chotzer of a lady, she can receive a get, and the Chotzer is nisraba, that the Chotzer has a din like a yad. But Chotzer de Gavra, the Chotzer of a man, is mitam shliach. It's like his shliach, and it has the dinim of a shliach. And we know from the Gemara in the second parak of Kiddushin that a goy doesn't have shlichos. Ein shlichos la'akum. So frek the nachlas shiva, if a chotzer is mitam shliach, and ein shlichos la'akum, so 1 plus 1 equals that a goy shouldn't have the kinyan of a chotzer. How could we see from the Rashi and from the Rosh that a goy has a kinyan of chotzer? Frek the tshuvas nachlas shiva, l'chayra a goy should not have a chotzer since he doesn't have a shliach. Now the Nachlas Shuvah is actually Madcha the Raya from the Rosh. He says when the Rosh says you're makna him, the karka underneath the animal, and together with that you're makna the animal, he doesn't mean with the kinyan of the chotzer, like the pashtus of the Rosh. He says what the Rosh means is a kinyan agav. And this is the Nachlas Shuvah's Eitzah. He feels that, he says, all the other kinyanim, it's not so simple to sell with a goy. He says there's no kinyan he feels which is foolproof. And he says even chotzer, he feels a goy doesn't have a kinyan of chotzer. But he says the kinyan agav. You could be kind of metaltlin agav the karka, and since he's kind of the karka with kesef, that everyone agrees he could be kind of the karka with the kesef, so he could be kind of the metaltlin, he could be kind of the behema agav the karka, and the Nachlas Shuvah says this is the kinyan she'ein loy pircha, this is the ideal kinyan to be makna your chametz to a goy is with the kinyan of agav. He says chotzer, he feels the rush didn't mean als kinyan chotzer. Chatz is not koina by a goy, but the kinyan agav is koina. That's the ideal kinyan that which doesn't have a pircha. There's no reason why it shouldn't work. Now the Ktzois, he argues on the Nachlas Shuvah, and he says, first of all, that which he said that agav is the ein loy pircha, that which he said agav is a foolproof and ideal kinyan, says the Ktzois is not so simple, because Tosfos and the Rosh in the first parak of Bava Kama say that kinyan agav is only koina midrabanan. So if it's only kind of midrabanan, it's not so simple if a kinyan derabanan works for deraisa. But it's not so simple to use a kinyan derabanan to sell your chametz. Your chametz is an issa deraisa, and to sell your chametz, says the Ktzois, it's not so simple that agav works. And he maintains adrabah. He says what the Rosh meant was like the pashtus. When the Rosh says that you sell him the karka underneath the behema, he didn't mean as agav, he meant as kinyan chotz. So says the Ktzois, but I the nachlas shev had a starka taina. He asked that a goy doesn't have shlichos, and a chotzer of a gavra is mitam shliach. So the Ktzois says a lamdas as follows. The Ktzois says an ayin fal, and he points out that true. He says chotzer is different. Why is chotzer different? He says, because really, if you think about it, says the Ktzois, chotzer has another problem. Every chotzer has a problem. A shliach has to be a ben das, a shliach has to be a ben bris, a shliach has to be a yid. Frek the Ktzois, the chotzer itself, the chotzer which is your shliach, the chotzer doesn't have das, and the chotzer is not a ben bris. Okay, so Elamai, what are you going to say? It was a gzeiras hakosav. If the Torah said chotzer works, and chotzer doesn't have das, chotzer is not a ben bris. So the Torah was saying chotzer is different. Chotzer can be a shliach even though it doesn't have das, and even though it's not a yid. Says the Ktzois, the Gemara is makish. The Gemara compares the shliach to the mishalech. That's how we know a goy can't be a shliach, a goy can't be a mishalech. Atem, gam atem. Atem, dumyu, the shliach has to be dumyu to the mishalech, and the mishalech has to be dumyu to the shliach. So says the Ktzois, since the shliach of chotzer is different than a regular shliach has to be a ben das and a ben bris. And the shliach of chotzer does not have to be a ben das and a ben bris. So the mishalech is also dumyu to the shliach. The mishalech of the chotzer also doesn't have to be a ben bris. And says the Ktzois HaChoshen, therefore, even though the regular parsha of shlichus, the regular shlichus does not apply to a goy, but the shlichus of chotzer does apply to the goy, says the Ktzois. And therefore, the goy could be koina with the kinyan chotzer, even though he doesn't have a regular shlichus. This is the Ktzois's pshat, how a goy can have a chotzer, even though a goy doesn't have a shlichus. Now, the Kilas Yaakov, he, in Siman Aleph, he has a different pshat over here in why and how it can work that a goy can have a chatzah. He says a lamdas like this. He says a lamdas as follows. Says the Kilas Yaakov, what's the chesaron of a goy can't have a shliach? Is it a chesaron in the minoy shlichos or in the chalois shlichos? Is he mufka? Is he removed from making a mice of minoy shlichos, or is it that he doesn't have the chalois of the shlichos? Zok de Kilas Yaakov a Chiddush, the whole problem of a goy, the whole miut that a goy's nesmait from shlichus was only from the minui of the shlichus. He doesn't have a minui of shlichus. Says the Stipler, says the Kilas Yaakov, if the whole chesaron of a goy that he doesn't have shlichus is in the minui of the shlichus, that's a regular shliach only becomes your shliach with a minui. A goy can't be memana a shliach. But says the Kilas Yaakov, says the Stipler, a chatzar is an automatic shlichus. It doesn't need a minui. The Torah made the chatzar into your shliach. Says the Ksais HaChoshen, Memela, even though a goy doesn't have a regular shliach, he can't be memanim into a shliach, but a goy does have a chatzar. A goy could have the chalois of the shlichus, he just doesn't have the maisa shliach. So we have two svaras over here why a goy has a chatzar. Either, number one, like the Ktsoi said, maybe a chatzar is different, it's a special gzeiras hakasav that has different dinim. A chatzar could be a shliach, even though it's not a ben das and a ben bris, and therefore we apply that to mishalech as well. Or like the Kilas Yaakov is explaining, because the whole miut is a miut in the minui, and a chatzar that doesn't require a minui, doesn't need a minui, he could be a shliach, he could have the chalois of the shlichus without a minui. Now, I want to point out that really you could be madcha the whole diak from Rashi. The Gemara mentions ema klal klaloi this kasha twice. Once when it's talking about when a yid is kaina from a goy, and then once when a goy is kaina from a yid. Now Rashi's Lashon, when Rashi says klal kaloi atshatavi l'rshusay, Rashi says atshatavi l'rshusay shal Yisrael, he's going on the first Gemara when it's talking about a yid, which is kaina from a goy. Maybe one can argue and say, maybe in the second Gemara, when the Gemara said a goy bin kaina from a yid klal kaloi, it means he's not kaina even when it comes into his rishus, because chatzar is taka not kaina. But I think the pashtus is that since Rashi didn't speak out differently, that the second Gemara, when it says klal klaloi, it means like the first Gemara, just like when a yid is being koina from a goy, it's klal klaloi, he's not koina until it comes into his rishos. L'chayr, it's mashma, when a goy is being koina from Yisrael, also, midasasam rashi v'loi pirish, there also the kasha was that he's not koina klal ad shatav l'rishusay, but when it does come into his rishos, it will be koina al schatzer. Rabbi's drasha miyara misecha is bechada, and miyar akum miyar nachri is also bechada. He's kind of with kesef. Taisvis asks, Taisvis the Rav asks miyar, how do we know to be medayik from the pasuk that he's kind of with kesef? He's bechada, the kinyan that you could be kind of from a guy is with kesef. Frak Taisvis, maybe it's with shtar or with chazaka. Maybe he's kind of with shtar or with chazaka. And Taisvis answers, Shnei kinyonim halalu, the kinyon of Meshich and the kinyon of Kesef, are mitzuyim. They have something in common, that they're both matzuy. And shaychi zeh b'moicher v'zeh b'loikeach. Zeh nois in mois, v'zeh moishech etzlei achefetz. So says Tosfos, it's mistaber to make the drasha, it's mistaber to apply the drasha of b'chada, the same way when you're koina from a yid, you're koina with Meshicha. So we'll say, what you're koina from a goy is the other kinyon which is matzuy, the other kinyon which is shaych by the loikeach and by the moicher. And therefore, we'll explain it to mean the kinyan of kesef. Now, you could learn taisvah simply, like he says, it's matzui, and it's just talking about the lekech or the meicher. You could learn it on a simple level. Or it could be taisvah is saying a deeper havana over here in the kinyan of kesef and the kinyan of meshicha. It could be it's not just a random kinyan, it's not just a random maisa, which creates a chalais kinyan over here, kesef and meshicha, but the fact that their koina has to do with the fact it's a chelik of the mekach u'memkar. It's a chelik of the business deal, of the sale that they're doing. You pay for it, and the lekech pays money, and then he takes back the chefetz. He takes the chefetz to himself. So matzui, meaning it's part of the mekach, and it's by the lekech and the meicher. It's something that the meicher and the lekech are doing as part of the etzem sale. It's not something mibachutz. It's not an act like a chalipin, or like a shtar, something that you write besides, outside of the mekach, to be a maisa kinyan on the mekach. The kinyan of kesef and the kinyan of meshich, and this is the yesod in Perek Hazav, which is not really the makom in this sugya, but it could be that's the oimek hadavar of Taisvus, a little bit deeper than the pashtus lashon. It could be the kinyan of kesef and kinyan of meshich are intrinsically different than other kinyanim. Here the kinyan is the fact that you're doing, the fact that you acted upon the mekach, the fact that the sale that's being done is being finalized by actually not just talking and making the deal with your mouth, but actually handing over the money and actually taking the chefetz that you're buying. That's goymer, that finishes off the Mekach and makes the Kinyan. And the Svara was that we're not talking about a Kinyan Mibachutz, like a Maisa Kinyan, but we're talking about the Maisa HaMekach, the actual finalization of the Mekach, which is being done with the Kesef and the Mashiach. That was the Svara, maybe, of Taisvis, to be Mukim the Pasuk, the Drush of the Pasuk, as a similar Kinyan to the Mashiach, which is the Kinyan of Kesef. Now the Gemara continues and asks Akasha, maybe Shema Akum Klaloi? We mentioned before, the Gemara says, the Gemara asks Akasha, maybe the Diuk is that he's not Koine at all, and the Teretz of the Gemara is no, there's a Kal V'chaymer, that if a Yid could be Koine a Goy Begufoy, Kal V'chaymer, he could be Koine a Goy B'mamaynoy. If he could be Koine the Guf, he could be Koine him as an Eved, for sure he could be Koine his Mammon. Now Taisus asks, okay, so we see from the fact that he could be Koine his Guf, he must be could be Koine his Mammon. But how do we know from that, Frek Taisvis, that he has a kinyan of either Kesef or Mashicha? Maybe he could be Koine his Mammon with Chalipin. And Taisvis speaks out, how do I know that a Goy has a kinyan of Chalipin? Taisvis says, from a Gemara in Kiddushin, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, on Daf Ches, the Gemara says, Mikesef miknasai. When he's buying an eved, when a guy is buying an eved, if he is kesef miknasik, be kesef hu nikne, he could be sold with kesef ve'enu nikne be toiras tvua v'kelim. Umayni, the Gemara explains chalipin. Says Taisvis, if the Gemara says that a guy can't buy an eved ivri with chalipin, obviously a guy has the kinyan of chalipin. If the guy didn't have kinyan of chalipin in the first place, we wouldn't need to make a drasha that he can't be koina. We would not need to make a drasha. He can't be koina an eved ivri with chalipin. So Taisus answers that if not for the fact that we find that he has a kinyan of kesef or mashicha, we wouldn't say the pasuk is talking about chalipin. Now here also maybe the oimek of Taisus is why not? If it would just be random kinyanim, why wouldn't we say he has a kinyan of chalipin if he doesn't have kesef or mashicha? Maybe what Taisus means is kesef and mashicha are kinyanim of the mekach. There, you're finalizing the Mekach by doing part of the Mekach, by handing over the chayfetz or handing over the money. And a chalipin is like a kinyan mibachutz. So maybe Taisus, as far as if not for the fact that you could finalize the Mekach by doing the Mekach itself, by doing a kesef or a mashiach, we wouldn't have a kinyan, we wouldn't be able to have a kinyan of chalipin to finalize the Mekach by doing an outside maisa kinyan. But al kopanim, we see from the sheet of Taisus, we see from his kasha, and Taisus didn't back down in his teretz, that a goy has a kinyan of chalip, and as Taisus writes from the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Ches, that the Gemara says a goy can't be koyin an eved ivri with chalip, and mashmi has a kinyan of chalip. Now the shach in Choshen Mishpat Simen Kuf Chav Gimel Sifkat and Lamed, the shach argues in Taisus, he quotes this Taisus, and he says, from the fact that when the poiskim, when the other Rishonim discuss how you can be koyin an animal to be mafkiyat from the Bukhar, and the Rishonim discuss how you can be koina, how a goy can be koina chametz, and what the kinyanim of a goy are. And the Rishonim don't mention in the place the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim and Taf Mem Ches talking about chametz, and in Yerideya Simen Shin Vav when it's talking about being mafia from the Bukhar. So Shulchan Aruch and the Rishonim don't mention the kinyan of chalipin. Says the Shach, it's mashma that they're assuming, not like the Taisvis, there's no kinyan of chalipin. A goy doesn't have the kinyan of chalipin. And really the Pasuk, the Psukim, says, where do we know Chalipin from? The Kinyan of Sudar is from the Psukim in Rus. And those Psukim says, Zaytzuf Nimi Yisrael. The Psukim are Mashmataka, it's Zaytzuf Nimi Yisrael, it's the Kinyan only by the Yidin. The Shach HaKopanim maintains that a Goy doesn't have the Kinyan from the Stimus HaPaiskim, that a Goy does not have the Kinyan of Chalipin. So says the Shach, what are we going to do with the Raya for the Gemara and Kedushin? The Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, that a goy can't be koina an eved ivri with chalipin. If a goy doesn't have chalipin at all, why do you need that pasuk for? So the Shach has two dechias to that gemara. Two dechias has no raya from that gemara. First, he says, maybe in a chanami, when a goy is buying an eved ivri, you don't need the pasuk. The pasuk will happen afkamina when a yid buys an eved ivri. So true, where the pasuk is written, there's no afkamina because a goy doesn't have the kinyan of chalipin in the first place. It's not negeya. But the Pasuk wrote it, there's another reason, because an Eved Ivri can't be bought with Chalipin. What's the nafkamina if a guy doesn't have Chalipin in the first place? When a Yid will buy an Eved Ivri. So it's a little bit of a deich, but as the Shach says, maybe that's what the Gemara means. And he says another pshat, he says, Adrabba, maybe the miut is not a specific miut by Eved Ivri, that a guy, it's a takamir only by a guy, but not that a guy can't be kind of an Eved Ivri with Chalipin. the pasuk was kufa coming to say that a goy doesn't have the kinyan chalipin. You would have thought a goy has a kinyan chalipin. The miut of kesef miknasev v'loy b'tayrus tvua v'kelim, that you can't be kind with chalipin, wasn't a miut just by the kinyan of avid. It was a miut b'chlolius. It was a miut b'chlolius on the klal of the kinyan of chalipin. That a goy doesn't have a kinyan of chalipin. D'loy kashitas hatayisvis. Continuing on to Amud Beis, the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes, Ameimar's shita is that Mashiach is kaina by an akum. And the Gemara says, if Ameimar holds like Reish Lakish, that Mashiach is kaina min atayr by Yisrael, so how will Ameimar darshan the drasha of Lamisecha? And the Gemara says, he could darshan a different drasha. Maybe a Yisrael and an akum both have a kinyan Mashiach. And Ameimar will darshan Lamisecha atamach sirayna. This is in the parish of Mekach umemka vayna. And davka to Yid, there's a din of oino. V'yata machzor oino l'knayni. You don't have to return oino to knayni. And the Gemara asks a kasha. The Gemara says, Hanicha, if you hold gezel akum is aser. So you need a pasuk to be matir oino to an akum. But if you hold gezel akum is mutter, frek the Gemara, then why would you need a pasuk to be matir oino for akum? There's an important machloikas in the achroinim to iser of gezel akum. According to the Mandama, the Gezel Akum is Aser. Is it Aser min HaTorah or is it Aser min HaRabbanon? The Rambam's Loshen Perek Aleph from Gzeila Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, Aser Ligzol Kol Shehu Dvar Torah. And then the Rambam says, and a Goy is Aser to be Goyzol Mimenu. Zok the Kesef Mishnah. It's Mashma that to steal from a Goy is not Aser min HaTorah. Only by Aser Ligzol Kol Shehu, the Rambam spoke at, it's Aser min HaTorah. And a Goy is not Aser to be Ligzol min HaTorah. The Machan Ephraim is Masig on the Kesef Mishnah from our Gemara. Zok the Machan Ephraim, our Gemara says that if you hold Gezel Akum is Aser, then you need a Pasuk to be Matir Oino from an Akum. Zok the Machan Ephraim, it's Mefurish in our Gemara that if Gezel Akum is Aser, the Isser is Min HaTorah. And he says you have to be Matchik, the Lashon of the Rambam. When the Rambam says Aser Ligzel Koshu Devar Torah, and then the Rambam continues it's Aser to be Gezel from an Akum, the Machan Ephraim says it must mean that too is the Isser Deiraisa. And so to the other Achrayim have a Vikuach about this. Rabbi Kveger and Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Nun Tesi brings that from Yam Shal Shloima that the Isser of Gezel Akum is only Asim Midrabanan. And Rabbi Kveger likewise is Mechich from our Gemara, the fact that our Gemara needs a Drasha, according to Mandamar Gezel Akum Asser, that Einah from Akum is Mutter, it's Muchach that the Isser of Gezel Akum is an Isser min HaTorah. Now, continuing in the Gemara brings down a braisa by gutois, pieces of metal, halikech gutois min ha'akum, and there's two bavis in the braisa. The first bavis says that imach loy nosan mois moshach, if the Mashiach was before the Nesinas mois, he could give it back, but if he gave money before the Mashiach, then he has to give the hainol yama melech. The Gemara asks Akasha, that if Mois is Koine, so why in the Sefer do you need Mashiach? Now you have to speak out in the Pshat of the Gemara's Kasha. It would steam Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is trying to prove that Mois is not Koine. Rather, Mashiach is the one that's Koine. But Lachar, you see from the Reish that Mashiach is not Koine. So what was the Gemara, what was the Maksha trying to prove? So Taisvah speaks out, which is important in Pshat in the Gemara, that the Maksha was coming to prove that Mois is not Koine. But Lishitasa, we would have a proof from the Brais also that Mashiach is also not Koine, and the Maksha was coming to be Meichiach that you need Mois and Mashiach in order to be Koine, even though till now the Gemara didn't have such a tzad. But Mikoyach, this Brais, the Maksha, wanted to be Meichiach that you need to have Mois and Mashiach in order to be Koine. Now the Gemara answered that really Mois is Koine. And the reason why you need a Mashiach is talking about who's Kibel Olav Ladun Bedina Yisrael. And the Kibel Olav Ladun Bedina Yisrael helps that the Mois is not Koine. Since the Meicher and the Lekech were maskim to have the Dina Yisrael, they shouldn't be judged. We shouldn't be mishtamish with the Dinam of a Goy. Therefore, Mois is not Koine. And the Gemara says that if he was Kibel of Ladun Bedina Yisrael, then the Mashiach itself is Koine. So it's Muchach two things. It's muchach that the kibul of Ladan Dina Yisrael helps that the mois is not koina. And the kibul of Ladan Dina Yisrael helps that the Mashiach should yeah be koina. Amar Dika Yisrael, we see from this Gemara, the kibul of Ladan Dina Yisrael helps to take off the kinyan, and helps the pohana kinyan, it helps to take off that the mois should not be koina, and it helps that to make, to create that the Mashiach should be koina. Now there's a nidin in the poiskim, the Rama in Simen Kuf Tzadi Ches, Sif Hei, says, now we paskin that Mois is not koina because of Nisrufu Chitecha Ba'aliyah. There's a chashash of Nisrufu Chitecha Ba'aliyah, so the Gemara Nazov says, the Chachamim said that you shouldn't be koina with Kesef, you shouldn't be koina with Mois, you should be koina with Mashiach. Zok the Rama, if there were Kibel all of Ladon with Mois, then Mois is koina. If the Moichin Lekech make an upmach, they make a deal that Mois should be koina, then Mois is koina. And the Shach is chaylik, and he holds you can't change kinyanim. He says, even if you kibul olav that Mois should be koina, since the Chachamim were oiker, the kinyan of Mois, you can't make Mois be koina. The Ksais HaChoshin over there stells to our Gemara. He says, our Gemara is a makar to the Ramah. You see from our Sugya by a goy, even though maybe really Mois should have been koina, but since he was kibul olav din Yisrael, so the Mois is not koina, and the Mashiach is yeah koina. We see that kibul olav, the big makabo, when the Meichen Lekech make a deal, they could change the kinyanim. So Zokta Ksais HaChoshin, this is a makar to the Rama, that if the Meichen Lekech make a deal that the Mois should be koina, Mois will taka be koina. Pashtus, the way this works, is midin tnai shebemamen kaim, there's a klal, that by mominus, tnaim work. A meicher lekech can make a tnai, they can make an upmach, and this din of making a tnai, of making an upmach, can even affect the kinyanim. Now, how will the Shach learn our Gemara? L'chor, the Shach is very shver. The Shach says if something is not koina, the meicher lekech can't make a tnai that to change the kinyanim. Our Gemara says, kibul olav ladan b'dinei Yisrael works. The Chazanish in Bechorus and Simon Yurches. The Chaznish says a pshat in our Gemara, a mechudish took a pshat, and I don't understand it fully, but he says that our Gemara is not a kinyan. The Chaznish says that kibul olav ladan dinei Yisrael in our sugya is a mechila. He says the mechila can work both ways. If the mois was really supposed to be koina, so they could be meichel that he'll take the chayfetz back. And if they make a tnai that Mashiach should be koina, he'll be meichel him, that he can keep the chayfetz. He says it's not really kinyanim, they're not changing the kinyanim. It's just a mechila. Now the reason why I don't really understand this is there's a famous ksois in Simon Reish Mem Aleph, Sif Katan Gimel, he brings down a maharik, that a mechila doesn't work in a chayfetz ban. If Reuven tells Shimon, I'm meichel you my chayfetz, he can't be meichel a chayfetz. Mechila works on a chayv. If somebody owes you money and you're meichel him, so now he doesn't have to pay you back. In the name of the Marik, you can't be meichel a chayfetz ben. A chayfetz ben, you have to do a mechira, you have to do a kenyan. So how could the Chazanish say in our sugi that kibul olav ladan b'dina Yisrael is a mechila? Our sugi is talking about grutais. We're talking about a chayfetz ben, and l'chayra that needs a kenyan. It doesn't help a mechila, like the Ksay says in the name of the Marik. And Ibrazoi, our sugi, like the Ksay, maybe Lashitase was Mechiach and Simon Kuf Tzadichas would be a raya, our sugi would be a raya, that when they make a kibul olav, when the Meichan Lekech make a deal, they could change the kinyanim, something that should have been koina, they can make a deal that it should not be koina. And likewise, something which should not have been koina, they can make a deal, and through their deal, it will be koina. This is a very important discussion in the Rishonim. How do we paskin lemaskana lehalacha? Which kinyan is koina by a yid and which kinyan is koina by a goy? Mitoich the whole sugya, it's mavur that whichever kinyan is koina by a yid, whether it's kesef or whether it's mashicha, we make a drasha, meisa misecha bechada, and miar akum bechada, the other kinyan is koina by a goy. So lemashal, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that Mois is koina min haTorah. The kinyan of a yid when he's koina from another yid is Mois. Mois is koina not Mashicha. So he holds by an akum, when you want to sell something to an akum or buy something from an akum, the kinyan that's koina min haTorah is the kinyan of Mashicha. And Lefi Reish Lakish, that holds that Meshicha is kind of Minatayr. When a Yid is kind of from another Yid, the Kenyan is Meshicha. So he holds when you're kind of from a Goy, or whether a Goy is coming from kind of from a Yid, the Kenyan that's kind of is Mois kind of. How do we pass in the Gabi the Shaila? In the Sugya, we have a discussion over here. We had Amemar and Amud Aleph, and Amud Beis, we have Rava, Abai, and Rav Ashi. What's the Halacha Lemais? Very important discussion in the Rishonim. Tosfos Divrei HaMaskar of Ashi. Tosfos asks a kasha that the klal in Shas is we paskin the Gemara in Yevamos. We paskin when there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Besides for the three exceptions which are quoted in the fourth parak of Yevamos and Acheilitz, the klal is we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan over Reish Lakish. So according to that, says Tosfos, we should paskin. The maskana, the halacha, should be that when you're kind of from a yid, Mois is kind of in a Torah. And when you're kind of from a goy, Meshicha should be kind of. Frek Taisvis, that Rab Ashi explains in the Brice of Grutois, there was a steer of the Resha and the Seisva, and Rab Ashi's pshat was that since in the Resha Meshicha is not kind of, in the Seisva also Meshicha is not kind of, and it was just an ID. The Brice chapton in the Seisva, the Meshicha was just ID from the Resha, really Meshicha is not koina and Mois is koina. So Frek Taisvis, Rab Ashi was a Basra, but derech klal we paskin like the Basra, like the Amora from the later generation. They saw what the previous generation, they saw what the early Amoram said, and still they held their psak, so we paskin like the Basra. Frek Taisvis Astira, Mitzad Echa, the klal and Shas is that we paskin like a Biechan and over Ish Lakish, and Mitzad Hasheni. So according to that, we should paskin that Mois is koina by a Yid and Meshicha is koina by a Goy. And over here we have Rav Ashi that seems to paskin la locha. He learns pshat in this braisa, which Taisus assumes that's how he paskins, that by a Goy, Mois is koina. If by a Goy, Mois is koina, that means he holds like Rish Lakish, that Meshicha is koina by a Yid. So how do we paskin? So Taisus says, Taisus maskana is that even though Rav Ashi in our sugya held like Rish Lakish, he brings down Rav Ashi in Mesachtas Avodah Zarah on Daf Ayin Aleph was Chayzer, and he paskin like Ameimar that Meshicha is koina by a goy. Taisus' shita is Taisus brings down from Rabbeinu Tam, who paskin Mois is koina by a yid and Meshicha is koina by a goy. Even though Rav Ashi in our sugya said that Mois is koina by a goy, Rav Ashi in Mesachtas Avodah Zarah the maskana says Taisus is like Rabbi Yechanan, that Meshicha is koina by a goy and Mois is koina by a Yisrael. Now Rashi on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Rashi the Ramaskal Kenyan Gamor, right before the Mishnah, Rashi says, he quotes from our sugya, and he says that by a goy, Kesef is koina, Meshicha is not koina by a goy, Kesef is koina. And the Paiskim quote that Rashi paskin lahalacha, Rashi doesn't say he's saying lahalacha, but he quotes our sugya and he says, that kesef is koina by a goy. The Rashi is chaylik on Rabbeinu Tam, and the sheet of Rashi alocha lemaisa is that mois is koina by a goy. And the shaila is, why did Rashi paskin like that? If the klal and shas is always we paskin like a birchan and over a shlokish, why did Rashi paskin that mois is koina by a goy? And presumably, the meshicha is koina by a yid, like a shlokish. So there's two pshatim in the achroinim, the gra, the goin explains the sheet of Rashi, that this is a yaitzim in a klal. Over here, since Rab Ashi, which is the basri, he learns the maskana, is like it says in our sugya, that Rab Ashi holds that Mois is koina by a goy, Mois is koina from a goy and to a goy, it's Mois is koina. So zok the gra, Rashi held we should paskin like Rish Lakish, even though bederach klal, we don't paskin like Rish Lakish. Over here, that we have Rav Ashi, who's the Basra, we paskin like Rish Lakish, that Meshicha is koina by a Yid, and Mois is koina by a Goy. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva, he writes, that Pshat and Rashi is, that Rashi had a different girsa in Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Rashi was machlif deshitas, even though in our Gemaras, it says that Rabbi Yechanan holds Mois is koina, and Rish Lakish holds Meshicha is koina. Zok the Chassam Sofer, if you look in Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi switches it, that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds that Meshicha is koina by Yid, and Rish Lakish holds that Mois is koina by Yid. Zok the Chassam Sofer, Rashi learns that it was a Tal Sofer in the Bavli, and Rashi was machlif the Shita. The reason why Rashi paskins that Mois is koina by Yid, Mashiach is koina by Yid, Rashi learned that's the shita of Rabbi Yechonon. So we pass like Rabbi Yechonon, and Rabbi Yechonon is the one that has the shita that Mashiach is koina by Yid and Mois is koina by a goy. So b'chol oifin, we have the Groz pshat, we have the Chasam Sofer's pshat. Either Rashi was paskening like Rav Ashi, or Rashi is paskening like Rabbi Yechonon. But b'chol oifin, Rashi's shita lahalacha ulamaisa is that Mois is koina from a goy. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Chaf in Se'if Vav, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that if somebody wants to sell a parim uberes to a goy to pater the Bukhar, to pater the Vlad from the Bukhaira, the way to get out of the Bukhaira is by selling the mother to the goy with Meshicha and with Mois. You need both. It's a Sveika Dedina if you're paskin like Rashi, if you're paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. And Mimela, in order to be Yoitze the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, you need Meshicha. Rabbeinu Tam holds you need Meshicha in order to be Koina from a goy. And in order to be Yoitze the Shita of Rashi, you need Kabbalas Mois. Zokta Shulchan Aruch, Lotzes Midei Shneihem. You need both Kinyanim, the Kinyan of Meshicha and the Kinyan of Mois. And the Shach in Sifkot and Ches says that if a person was missing one of them, if you only add Meshicha, or if you only add a Kinyan Mois, there still will be a Chiyav of Bechayra, since it has a din of a Safik. See, he's not Yoitze Midei Kedushas Bechayra, he's not Pater from the Chiyav of Bechar, unless he has Meshicha and Mois, to be Yoitze the Shita of Rashi and the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, if we make a Sikum from this Shir, the many Kinyanim that we discuss, we'll notice that every single Kinyan that's up for discussion is a shaila in the Rishonim and in the Poskim, and it seems it's not clear any specific kinyan. Each one by itself has a shaila. We'll chazer them over, make a sikum, to put them in the clear perspective of which kinyanim would need to be done to be yoitza all the shitas. So the shita will start with the end. That's the main focus of the sugya over here, Meshicha and Mois, and la'alacha ulamaisa, we have Rabbeinu Tam, that says that it's Meshicha is Koina. Meshicha is Koina. But against Rabbeinu Tam, we have Rashi that say Meshicha is not Koina. And we have a Rashi that's saying that Mois is Koina. And we have Taisus that's saying Meshicha is not Koina. Each one is a Machloikas. Taisus holds that Meshicha is Koina. Rashi holds Meshicha is not Koina. Rashi holds Mois is Koina. And Taisus holds that Mois is not Koina. We had the Kinyan of Dino de Malchusa, using a kinyan, which the Malchus considers a kinyan. So we have a Shaila, the Masas Binyamin, and we quoted from the Tshuvas HaRashba, say that that's a valid kinyan. It's like a kinyan of the Minhag HaMedina, and you could use that as a kinyan from a goy, a kinyan of the Dina de Malchusa. And we have the Magen Avram that says that it's a kinyan that doesn't work. We have the kinyan of Chatzar, the Pashtus, the Rashbas, the Rosh says in the first Perek, that it's an Eitzah to be Makna the Chotzer underneath the mother, and to be Makna the mother with the Kinyan of Chotzer. But we have the Nachlas Shiva, the Tshuvas Nachlas Shiva, which we said was from Reb Shmuel Kadnaiver, one of the early Achroinim. He says Chotzer is not Koine, because Chotzer is Mitam Shlichus, and a Goy doesn't have Shlichus. We have the Ktsois that says that it does work. The Ktsois Paskins like the Pashup Shat in the Rosh. The Rosh meant the Kinyan Chatzah. The Ksoi says Kinyan Chatzah is Koina from by a goy. And we have the Nachlas Shiva that says that Kinyan Chatzah does not work. We have the Kinyan of Agav. The Nachlas Shiva explained the Rosh. The Nachlas Shiva said that the Rosh, when he said Bimakna, the ground underneath the mother cow, was not talking about the Kinyan Chatzah. Chatzah is not Koina. He was referring to the Kinyan of Agav. The Kinyan of Agav, says the Nachlas Shiva, is the ultimate Kinyan. That's the Kinyan that's going to work by a goy. And the Ktsois argues on Agav, and the Ktsois says, no, Agav is possibly only a Kinyan Drabonon, and a Kinyan Drabonon doesn't work for Dinim Dairais. And we have the Kinyan of Chalipin, which we have from Rabbeinu Tam and Taisvis, say that the Kinyan of Chalipin is Koina by a goy. We have the Shach arguing and says Chalipin is not Koina. So each one of these Kinyanim are tali in a machloikas. But if a person would want to be yoitza, he could take a pair. For example, if he'll have meshicha and mois, which by an animal, when you're being makna an animal, it's a practical kinyan to make. Meshicha is practical. Mois is practical. So if he'll have mois with Meshicha, he'll be Yaitzim and Manavshach. Because either Meshicha is kain or mois kain. Machlik is Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, which? But if you'll get Meshicha and mois, l'chol ha-deis, you are kain. If you'll have Meshicha together with mois, that will be l'chatchila deka option, you Yaitzu all the shittas. Another Eitza, now when it comes to the Paiskim and Simon Tov Memches, it's not so practical to have Meshicha. The Paiskim and Tav Memches are talking about selling your chametz to a guy. And if you have a very small amount of chametz, okay, you can do Meshicha and Mois with your chametz. But if you have a large amount of chametz, and you're selling it to a guy with a shliach, you're going to the Rav to sell the chametz, Mois is a practical kinyan to make. Meshicha is not practical. You're not bringing your chametz to the guy to do a Meshicha. So over there, the Paiskim are looking for other options. And that's where we have to, if you're going to do mois itself, even b'di'evit it doesn't work. You need mois with Meshicha. It's a sveika d'dina. Mois itself doesn't work. But there would be an option to do chotzer together with agav. Being that we have a rush that says that big makna, the karka, underneath the ground, is you could sell the para with the karka underneath. The Nachlas Shiva says chotzer doesn't work, and it's agav. And the Ktzoi says agav doesn't work, and it's chotzer. But if a person will be makna karka, and together with the karka underneath the chometz, he'll sell it, sai with the kinyan of chotzer, and with the kinyan of agav, meman of shachetz kaina. One of them might not work. Chotzer is a machloikas, and agav is a machloikas. But everybody agrees, all the achreinim agree, that the Rosh said there is an eitzah of being makna the ground underneath the para. So if he'll be makna the ground, the makam where the chametz is, the cabinet, or the place, the closet where the chametz is, and he'll say, I'm being makna the chametz with the kinyan of chotzer, that it's in the chotzer of the goy, and with the kinyan of agav, that he's being koina the chametz, agav, the karka that he's being makna, that meman of shach will be koina. So an option would be, if somebody would go to a goy and sell his chametz with the goy, with the chotzer, and with agav, Mimonavshach, together with between the two of them, with one of them, he'll be have a good kinyan. So if Mois and Meshicha would be a way of being Yaitze Mimonavshach, or Chatzer together with agav would be Yaitze Mimonavshach, and L'chayr, those are the two ways of being Yaitze, all the Shitas to be Yaitze, when it's required to sell Metaltalin to a goy.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.